Oh, good. You're awake. I was concerned the dosage might have been a bit off. I do want to get started. Feel free to struggle if you wish. I believe the bonds are quite secure. But the point of this experiment is to be a test. So please, test the limits of my equipment. I'm happy to answer your questions, but please, keep them to one at a time. I do so appreciate order. To make things simple, I am a scientist who cares a very great deal about the continued propagation of the human race. You are in my lab, bound within a device of my own making. You are here to be my first live test. And you are naked because the experiment demands it. Don't fret. I assure you it will be nearly painless. And, I assume, quite pleasurable. You see, I've become quite troubled by the drastic reduction in birth rate across modern nations. For many countries, we're dipping perilously close to below replacement rate. You do understand, don't you? I do hope you're not a dullard. Simply put, people are not breeding with nearly the profligacy of past generations. Even rates of sexual intercourse are dropping. My colleagues have ignored these problems or taken the mildest steps to rectify it. It is my concern that, without intervention, humanity could drop to catastrophically low population levels within a few centuries. We need to be prepared. We need to have an infrastructure in place to prevent it. And so, I've created this. My prototype breeding machine. An ingenious mixture of chemical and mechanical engineering that automates sexual intercourse and simultaneously increases fertility rates drastically. If men and women will not choose to reproduce, I will simply choose it for them. I imagine within a century or two, most major governments or corporations will make use of these machines to maintain the workforce. Hush! You sound just like the people who kicked me out of my university. This is a problem, and I will solve it. I have. And you are an ideal test subject. It was difficult to find someone so well qualified, to be honest. Just relax. You can't stop it. This marvelous machine of metal and glass and leather entirely controls you now. Now, you're going to feel a bit of a prick on your right buttock. Try not to tense. I told you not to tense. Merely for your own convenience, of course, and perhaps comfort. You've just been injected with the first of three chemical cocktails that drive the physiological aspects of the machine. This one was designed to induce extreme arousal in males. Please, do not resist. I'd like an untainted trial. I hope you don't mind if I dictate my observations. Subject's heart rate is rising sharply. Breath increasing in frequency. Blood flow to the penis is within predicted parameters. The erection is attaining a purplish hue. Some amount of sweat in evidence. How do you feel? Do you feel a desire to copulate? Interesting. I'm going to add an element of visual stimuli to the test now. In actual practice, a female would be mounted in the device above the male subject to provide this, but for now, I will disrobe to provide the stimuli. My information indicates that the subject will find the sight of naked breasts to be arousing. Mine are excellent examples of the female form. Yes, that's the response I was hoping for. The subject's penis has begun involuntary muscle contractions, indicative of extreme arousal. Pupil dilation and increased breathing frequency are also in line with expectations. I will continue to disrobe. Excellent. The sight of a naked female, particularly the posterior and vagina, have continued to heighten the effects. Administering the second cocktail to the left buttock. Now. This mixture is designed to rapidly increase the production of sperm, rerouting bodily resources to create, in 5 minutes, the amount of semen that would normally take a week to generate in normal conditions. The subject may feel a churning or aching within the testicles, as well as mild vertigo or lightheadedness as nutrients are moved away from the brain and to the reproductive organs. Are you experiencing these effects? Be honest, this is for posterity. Excellent. Very satisfactory. I will now fondle the testicles to test for sensitivity and growth related to the administered drug. Do not be alarmed. The subject's arousal has led to an extreme reaction to touch of any kind. It is possible to feel the increased activity within the testicles by manual touch. The combination of chemical, visual, and physical stimuli has caused the penis to begin emitting pre-ejaculate fluid. By all available data, the subject is ready for sexual intercourse. Now, we need the female subject. I had considered obtaining one from the general population, but the only way I can make sure I'm receiving accurate data is to test it myself. I will maintain possession of a remote control to disengage the female from the device near the point of male ejaculation, but otherwise we'll go through the same process any female subject would. I am assuming the position the female is expected to be in. Arms and legs spread, with the elbows bent and hands above the head. Knees are bent, with calves parallel to the ground. The steel frame is intelligently aligning itself to my stature, and yes, the straps have deployed. I am unable to move or escape beyond the confines allowed by the machine. I am now being hoisted over the male subject. Pressure on joints and at points of restraint are tolerable. There is no pain. The targeting and position software is working admirably. My vagina is barely outside of physical contact with the male subject's penis. The first injection is deploying now. This chemical mixture serves the dual purpose of inducing extreme arousal and neutralizing the effect of any chemical birth control method. I can feel my body beginning to heat up. My nipples are hardening and aching. My vagina has begun to self-lubricate to an astonishing degree. Vaginal juices are dripping onto the male subject's penis. My head is beginning to swim. There is a sensation of emptiness within the vaginal canal. I greatly desire sexual intercourse. As the system recognizes my state of heightened arousal, the second injection should deploy. The effects of the prior drug has made the injection of the second an erotic experience. The cervix is being loosened, and the reproductive system more hospitable to sperm. Hormones associated with motherhood are deployed to increase the desire to become pregnant. I am experiencing light dizziness. My hips have begun to buck as much as the restraints will allow. A final injection is being deployed to both myself and the male subject. A mild intoxicant that breaks down inhibitions and the mental resistance to the sexual act. It feels so good. The moans and verbal pleas of the male subject indicate a desire for physical contact with my puss, with my vagina. The machine is now lowering me. My entrance. Brushing against his cock. Fascinating. My ability to maintain professionalism seems compromised. The machine is slowly lowering me onto the cock of the stud beneath me. This slow movement of his cock within me is making my head spin. I desire more. The machine will not pick up the pace until a maximum possible depth of penetration has been found. The changes in angle and depth are very pleasurable. I believe the optimal angle has been found. The machine is programmed to use auditory and visual information to ascertain the best possible pace and depth of intercourse. Since female orgasm has been shown to increase odds of impregnation, female pleasure is of paramount importance. God, it feels good. The chemical and physical stimulation are eroding my ability to think. Clearly, my pussy is being fucked to orgasm. I can feel it approaching. The speed is increasing. Oh God, I'm losing it. I'm going to come. I'm going to. I'm going to come. Oh God. Oh God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh God, yes, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, your cock feels so good in my little cunt. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh. God. Oh. That was far superior to orgasms I've experienced in the past. Via manual stimulation or intercourse. I have received a booster shot of the drugs to maintain my arousal. I need another orgasm. I need to be fucked. I need cum in my little cunt. Oh, come on, subject. Fuck me. Fuck my sopping little pussy. Fill me up with your cum. Oh. I need you to fuck a baby into my fuck hole. I need you to fuck me and fill me and fill me and fill me. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so fucking good. Use me like a little breeding slut. Fill up my cunt like the woman I am. Give me a fucking baby. God, the cock against my cervix is driving me crazy. No, I need to stop. I need to press the button. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Yeah, yeah. You want to come inside me, big boy? I know you do. Come on, do it. Fuck me like an animal and breed me. I can feel it coming. I can feel you twitching and pulsing. Come on, don't hold back. Fuck, my cunt's died. You're gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come with you. Come on. Give it to me. No, every last fucking drop. Come on. Please. Come on. Yes, I can feel you. I can feel it. Fill me up. Fuck. I'm coming again. Fuck. I'm coming. Gosh. Yes. Fill up my cunt. Bring me. Yes. So good. Oh, it's so good to be filled. Yes, just like that. Fuck. You got me pregnant. This wasn't part of the plan. I can't believe you. I guess it was my fault. I hadn't anticipated so much strength in the chemicals. That was quite irresistible. I suppose it would have been quite selfish not to spread my own incredible genes, and that was very pleasurable. I wasn't able to get all the data I needed. I will have to procure a female subject so I can study from a position of more dispassion. Still, you should be very proud, subject. You are part of a historic breakthrough. Just rest now. I'll return soon.